Presley with Martin Bester.
A special guest this morning for Friday Live. We know him. We love him. He's got new music.
From the galaxy of blues to a universe we choose. Roundabout, roundabout, roundabout now. Sorry to say, the others didn't make it. Say you love me with your whole heart. Your whole heart seemed to fall apart. I say for me, Mohammed, it's the luck of IES. Here he is, blue sea for Bentons. I bel you later, I see that you pass. Out of the blue.
Good morning.
Morning, 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 morning to all of you and the listeners. Are you well?
Good and you, man.
Fantastic.
I can never get tired of your voice, your songs, your music. Ek is kinderlik opgewonde dat jy weer in Afrikaans freestyle.
Yes, itsy.
So itsy.
Yeah.
Itsy Stoats. Is lang klas gewees?
Ja, want ek wacht mos, ek het die Aanblom 13 gedoen die album, en yes. Toe record ek Springbok Noodles,
yes.
En toe solo Engels, en nou doen ek weer Afrikaanse stukkie werk.
Wat gaan hier die kop as jy so luister na so'n montage?
Dit was nice.
Over the years. I mean, you think yourself, I did that.
I think, ooh, it's a lot of work.
What's more work, Arno Karstens or Noodles?
Nude girls.
Is it? Why?
I think there's more drama with the girls. The girls are just, it's just more drama. You're in a band, it's drama.
Can you think far back enough when you went through the whole stage of the band's going to make it, man? What was the moment that you realized, hey, the Nude Girls, they're quite popular?
I think everybody, all artists knows that things are going well when you win a SAMA award, your first SAMA award, then you go, like, oh, okay, I'm on the right path. And also if you hear your song for the first time on radio, you go,
right?
It's like, okay, that's cool. This is super awesome. You don't know what to think.
Yeah,
you sit in the car and you high five yourself.
Take a picture of the dial.
Like,
that's beer and my name. Afrikaans skryf versus English writing.
Mm.
I mean, is it different?
Yes, ek glo so. Maar jy sal ook weet.
It's bietjie meer persoonlik as dit jou moedertaal is.
Ek dink as dit jou, ja, if it's your home language, then it's more personal, maar dan ook, en dan jy sing in 'n ander toon. Ek sing in 'n laer toon. Jou voice is gemakkeliker in jou eie taal.
Ja.
But you know what was funny is, I did those 5 shows with Celine Dion, and she was doing her French Canadian songs.
Yeah.
And I thought that was her coolest stuff, right?
Yeah.
But you could also feel it that she sings it differently.
Mm. It's have you noticed that when you listen to, I think even like the Shakiras or the Selena Gomez,
yes.
When they sing in their original language, home language, there is a slight difference in tone.
Mm. Most definitely.
It's more relaxed.
Yeah. Wie is jou gunsteling Afrikaanse kunstenaar? Van alle tye.
Wie inspireer jou? Ek moet sê, die ou wat my, you know, your first of everything is always something. Yeah. So vir my was Johannes Kerk Oral.
Ek wou nou net sê,
because of the whole Voelvrou beweging, he was just, he broke all the rules, him and Koos Kombuis and all of that, hele Voelvrou beweging, they totally turned Afrikaans on its head and they, it was just such a breath of fresh air.
Het jy vir Ralph geken?
Yes, ek het hom ontmoet so maand voor, ek het hom 2 keer ontmoet, maar ek het hom laas keer gesien 'n maand voordat hy oorlede is. By die Breitenbach, ons het 'n ding gedoen vir Breitenbach.
Oh yes.
Toe het ek en hy in Valley en toe het ons laaste fotootjie saam geneem.
Oh man, yeah. Gone way too soon.
Yes.
Like what would it have been like if Kerkorrel still produced music and did shows and stuff. Anyway, we're so happy that you're here this morning. Ek is so bly. Ek gaan 'n bietjie later die nuwe liedjie vir jou speel. Is this beautiful? Dis regtig wat die liedjie se naam is. Hoe gaan dit? Arno Karstens. En hy gaan ook vir jou Friday Live doen. And it's been a bit debate this morning because he's got lots to choose from. But I think we've settled on a particular song. It's coming up.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Well, well, well.
Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.
Arno Karstens op die show volgend. Ek gaan vir ons een Friday Live doen. Hy stel een nieuwe liedjie bekend in Afrikaans. Tunes naam is Hoe Gaan Het? En jy gaan dit love. Love, love, love. En natuurlik ook is jy 'n ongelooflike goeie kunstenaar. I mean, how do you even end up being that talented? Having another talent and being that amazing. Have you always done it though? I mean, is it iets wat jy van kinds af doen?
Yes. I could tell you where it all started. I was not good academically and with sport.
Okay.
So, I found out that if you sing choir, then you don't have to do rugby and stuff like that. And then somehow over the years it became a talent.
Well done.
Yeah, but that's a gift though.
I avoided cadets through choir.
You see, we've got so much in common, man.
Yeah.
What do you like painting? I mean, you live in beautiful Cape Town.
You know what? I did go through a thing of doing a lot of female bodies because I find the female body to be the most beautiful thing, and I just using it as a way to learn how to paint. Because I can't say I'm a good painter because you will never be until you die. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
You're always learning. So for me, it's just a learning curve constantly.
The last Springbok Nude Girls album, they used one of his as the album cover, which is...
Yeah.
That's saving money as
that's
well.
That's saving money. We're keeping it all inside.
Keeping it in-house.
Yes.
This is going to be a tough one, but you've had such an amazing career up until now that spans so many years, so many... great things, but I want to ask you your biggest low and your biggest high.
Biggest low is you're about 35. You've done quite a couple of things. Your band broke up. Things are happening again. You're starting a solo career, but you sometimes old news, but in your head you're starting something new. You're still young, but the world has already moved on, and that was a difficult stage for me. At about 35 to 40.
Mm.
And then 40 things became better again. But now 50 is absolutely the best age.
Are you having the best time?
I'm fitter. I'm in better health. Yeah. I'm mentally much more stable.
Well, we'll be the judge.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
we
that
believe
sounds
you.
Very stable. Yeah,
that sounds about right. Have you discovered new things that make you happy? Because when you're doing all rock and roll, the obvious things make you happy.
Look, rock and roll, those young stages of our lives is basically we are doing experiments to see where we fit in, how we feel about things. And now things has fallen into place. Your brain is now caught up with your body. And you're actually in a quite a nice, blissful, you don't care actually much.
Mm.
And you're quite comfortable with the people around you. As a man, you're very comfortable with women. You can have great conversations. It's not that hormonal thing anymore.
Okay.
It's a wonderful... Geez, you're retired just before you die. Now, all right, cool. Have a good time.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
Your greatest high.
It's always the first of everything. First time hearing your song on radio. First time we're playing with an international in excess. Playing with you two. You know, it's all the first of all those things.
Oh. Yes, you guys. Yeah. You guys shared some stages.
Yes.
Who was the biggest disappointment?
Pretty Fly. What's it? Pretty Fly for White Guy.
Offspring.
Oh, Offspring.
They were very rude.
Dexter and them.
Oh. They had this very weird, discombobulated vibe backstage.
Really?
And you normally pick it up with the staff. If the staff is rude, then you know the band is... It's
difficult.
Not, yeah, they were just weird.
You see, this is the thing. They always say, never meet your idol.
Yeah, this is true.
They always say that. Mm. And I love the Offspring.
Me too.
And Dexter is like, he's such
a nice guy. He's a very intelligent dude, right?
He's like a doctor or something.
Yeah, he's like a scientist.
Oh, yeah.
Breakfast with Martin Bester. 6 to 9 weekdays. Jacaranda FM.